Hi, folks. Welcome to another edition of News Desk Unplugged. We have Carlos Sainz going to Mercedes. It was actually an outside line I was going to pen, which was entitled Mercedes Needs Sainz, Carlos Needs Merck. My theory is that I cannot see a more sensible deal in Formula One right now. And it's the biggest piece in the jigsaw puzzle, let's be honest. You know, okay, Lewis kickstarted it. Recently, Alonso signed for Aston Martin. So the silly season for next year, which started so early, is really taking shape. You know, the big teams are kind of called for, if you look at it. If you look at Ferrari, well, it's Leclerc and Hamilton. If you look at McLaren, they sorted. Red Bull, I can't see them ousting Checo Perez. I mean, he's doing such a good job this year, and I can only see him getting better and better. His confidence, everything is good. So I'm almost sure that door is shut. There has been talk signs would be going there, and it would be pretty sensible. But, I mean, they decided on Max, and I don't know. If I was Sainz, I wouldn't go there. What's left for him, really, in terms of the top three team, is Mercedes. Okay? Mercedes are a top three. They are any driver wants to drive for them, even in the state that they are in now. So, for me, that makes a lot of sense, and that Mercedes would want a guy like Sainz. And I'll explain more because I want to get more of your feedback on that. At the same time, Sainz has decisions to make. You know, Sainz has this Audi thing that could, might, will, won't happen. But Audi is morphing from Sauber, and Sauber at the moment is not in a good place. So really, he needs a shot at a big team because nothing else matters now. And I think Mercedes is a good one, and I think he'd be a really good partner to George Russell. But I'll explain that a bit more, because when I explained the theory to Jad, he had his own very interesting opinion. So we spiked the outside line and decided, okay, we're going to do this piece. So Jad, in terms of the headline, let's start with the first bit. Mercedes needs Sainz. What's your take on that?
Mercedes do need Sainz, but I'm not sure Sainz needs Mercedes at the moment. Look, with the situation that Mercedes are in now, and I'm reserving my judgment, honestly, until 2026. It's a long time, but it's only fair to give a team like Mercedes this chance, because 2026, new regulations, new cars, new power units, and maybe they can reset themselves. But as far as I see it, because now this era of Formula One regulations, it's a write-off for Mercedes. And Sainz going there, I see it's good for Mercedes more, because they're clear that they want Antonelli in the car. Toto Wolff is talking so much about this kid, and he wants him in the car. So will Sainz be the guy who's going to be a seat warmer for Antonelli? This is one thing. The other thing, would you be interested to go to Mercedes these days with the situation of the team? Let's not forget, Fernando Alonso, he flirted with Mercedes earlier on the season when Lewis was announced to be leaving to Ferrari, but then he signed up with Aston Martin. And speaking to the media in Japan, Mike Crack, Aston Martin team principal, he said it loud and clear. He said that Aston Martin's performance gave Alonso this question: is it worth it to make this jump to Mercedes now? He's not going up. It's a sideways move at best for Alonso. And that's why I think he decided to stay at Aston Martin. So for Mercedes, yes, it's good to have a driver like Sainz. I'm still not convinced that George Russell is the guy who could lead the team after Lewis leaves. I'm not sure about that. And yeah, Mercedes, they need a guy of Sainz's caliber just to prove themselves credible of having a decent driver. Honestly, the problems they're facing now with the car, with their performance, you know, it casts a lot of doubt on the team, and having a driver like Sainz is good for them. On the other hand, if I look at from Sainz's perspective, I would sign with Mercedes, but with an eye on 26 or 27, maybe to see how the Audi project pans out and then make that jump later. Because, yeah, all the other seats, like you said just now, are taken. You know, Red Bull, there was a chance for him maybe to go there, but I think that was slim. And like you said, Checo's doing a great job, and I don't think Red Bull are going to upset the balance unless Max does something crazy and leaves. Then maybe it would be Sainz and Checo over there. But other than that, yeah, the only open seat I think now for Sainz is Mercedes. But he should be thinking 26, 27, and not only 25.
Look, you've ticked the boxes, but there's a few little details that I'd like to mention. Is that the George Russell thing? I'm gonna suggest this. We haven't seen the best of George. I think George was hampered at Mercedes. It was always Lewis Hamilton's team. It's always about Lewis Hamilton's team. How do you beat the guy who this whole team revolves around? And I think that was been an issue throughout. I always feel that George tiptoed around everything that happened around Lewis. And Lewis has picked a fine time to leave Mercedes, really, let's be honest. I mean, Ferrari are looking stronger and stronger, and Ferrari just don't seem to have those massive drops. You know, they had a period years ago, but now with Vasseur, it seems like it's just a constantly steady better and better. So, as I mentioned, Lewis did a fine job, but this leaves Mercedes with the quandary because they don't have a good car. They need someone who can help them develop it. They can tap into Sainz, who has this experience and has actually can also bring a lot of Ferrari knowledge to the team. And I think he would give George a proper test. Like I said, I still don't think we've seen the best of George, and this will be an opportunity for him to do so. It could also be the first Latino driver that the team have tried. Maybe it'll also bring a bit of a smooth operator chill factor to the pretty strung up, you know, team that kind of always revolved around Lewis. So I think it would be a match made in heaven. And for science, I'm going to disagree and say, look, he's got no other team to choose from. You know what I mean? Aston Martin's done. Like I said, McLaren's done. Red Bull is done. I mean, if they change that, I'll be super surprised. Of course, the paddock rumor is, and this is from our source in the paddock, Agnes, basically, you know, when the journos gossip and stuff, this is the kind of stuff that's coming out, that the stickler is Sainz wants long-term, Mercedes not having an eye on Max leaving into 2028 when his contract ends with Red Bull. So there's all this. It's a length thing. But if I was Sainz, I'd say, hey, listen, let's do this deal. You do me a one plus one deal. And the 1+1 deal is you give me 2025 in the car. If things work out, I stay. We plus one it, we plus two it, we plus three it, whatever. If things are not looking cool, then I move on to Audi. Simple as that. You know, that's what my thinking would be. But I think once Sainz gets into a big team like Mercedes, he could be the guy that could actually galvanize it. And you're right, that's when Russell might be exposed. So, but let's see. But the other alternative, Antonelli, look, the team's in trouble. You know, it's a big team. And do you need a rookie in there learning the ropes? And if it is, Antonelli is the next Max Verstappen, you're putting him two steps ahead of what Max Verstappen did, you know, because Max Verstappen did 2 years in Toro Rosso, a year and a half or so, whatever, with Toro Rosso, which was very, very good for him. It was formative for him. Yeah, he had all these big crashes there, and he learned a lot there. Whereas putting Antonelli straight into the A team, man, he'll have to be super, super good. You know, so I think that would be callous. It would probably destroy the kid's career. He's not ready yet. I don't think, the cars perhaps are easier to drive than when Max arrived on the scene. But really, you know, Berman, he might prove me wrong because he got in the car and he was immediately quick. So I don't envy Toto because he's got huge shoes to fill. And Antonelli, I mean, no one really knows him, and he'd be a really cheap option compared to Lewis. I would say if the Sainz Mercedes deal doesn't happen, then there's something wrong.
About Sainz going to Mercedes, I agree with that. But the thing is, going back to Mercedes and going back to George Russell, look, you said George Russell was just tiptoeing around Lewis, and it's not easy to come and beat Lewis. But if you look at it from one angle, if you look at the qualifying part, he's been up there with Lewis, and he beat him quite some times. You know, he was showing that he's a better qualifier than Lewis. And we know Lewis, he's an excellent qualifier. Okay. So, but my problem with Russell comes in the racing, close racing. He's still suspect to errors, and he makes these kind of mistakes. And look, basically the choice of driver that Mercedes put next to Russell next year will give you a clear idea about how Mercedes look at George Russell. If they get an experienced driver like Sainz, they know that Russell's not up for the job yet. I'm not saying he's never going to be up to the job, but as of now, as far as I have seen from George, he's not the team leader yet. Okay? He's so volatile in close racing. The trickery that Alonso did to him in Australia, yeah, okay. Alonso was so naughty doing that. But Lewis wouldn't fall for it. Carlos wouldn't fall for it. Leclerc wouldn't fall for it. You know, these kind of things that George still lacks, which make me have this idea. Now, going on to Mercedes, and you just said something very important. Toto has a big job, and you can't envy him for the situation he has. It's not only filling Lewis's seat. He has to turn this team around. He's running out of time. And we talked, you and I, the other day about it, and I told you there is a hint of McLaren in the final days of Ron Dennis. You have this hint about Mercedes that it's so similar. And for me, that's why I said I reserve my judgment until 2026, because if Mercedes cannot turn around the situation in 2026 with the regulations reset, I think they're going to keep declining and for quite a while, and then something radical needs to happen there. Yeah, Sainz signing up for them maybe 25, 26. It's a good interim period for him. He sees how the landscape changes around, and then he takes the other next step.
All those points tick the right boxes in terms of science to Merck. So I hope I'm going to announce that because I'd really like to see that combination happen. George, well, let's see. Time will tell. I also have my doubts about him. I've actually expressed it several times that in close combat, he's not really good. I think he's paid his dues, you know, in terms of the homage he's paid to Lewis. He's shown him a lot of respect, although they did have banged wheels in the past. It's Russell who's been the most contrite. And I really think that a liberated Russell is going to be back to the kind of potential that he had. So, yeah, I'd like to see the pair at Mercedes. I think that's good for the sport, and it's good for the whole driver market. Antonelli will have his turn. For now, I'm sticking to my guns. You know, Mercedes needs science, and science needs Mercedes.
Definitely, Mercedes needs Sainz. Sainz needs Mercedes for now. Let's say this way.
Well, that's the take, guys. Let us know your thoughts. If you've watched this far, thank you very much. And we look forward to the next one. Thank you. Cheers.